The Florida Senate voted 32-8 today for the $66.5 billion budget, but not all of the eight no's were Democrats. That's after the Democrats had announced last night that as a protest, they would all vote for a caucus against it. Republican Rhonda Storms from Brandon voted against it as well. But Jacksonville Republican Jim King tried to shame some Democrats against voting against the budget by discussing the bipartisan nature of the Senate in very passionate terms.
If, as I have heard, every Democrat is going to vote against this bill, if that happens, and I'd be sorry if it did, but if it does, why would this president or any other presiding officer in the future ever want to include you at all? What does he get for it? He works as hard as he can to be as involved with you all as he can, and at the end of the day, everybody votes against him? What kind of message is that? What kind of partisanship within you says that in order to define the difference between the parties, you have to take a wooden stake and draw it in the heart of the presiding officer who tried to be so inclusive? Now, I'd think long and hard, gentlemen and ladies, before you cast that red vote, if you're going to cast it.
Miami-Dade County Democratic State Senator Frederica Wilson bitterly accused Senate leaders of capitulating to the more conservative House in crafting the final budget.
And learn how to fight the House, I guess, because they seem to win every time.
J.D. Alexander, one of the top negotiators for the GOP in the state Senate, also appeared to get emotional in talking about how far the body had come under dire economic circumstances at the beginning of the legislative session.
With that said, you know, to the critics who would say that we somehow succumbed to the House, I'd remind you that they started out with $400 million cut to state university systems. We wound up with 110, and quite frankly, if the colleges and if the universities has come up here with 5,000 students or 10,000, they got 50 within 3 miles and actually helped us sustain the argument, we might not have had that. I begged them for weeks to help us. We held at 110 million, and when you add back the tuition money, they're going to have the resources they had last year plus a bit. They had $380 million in cuts to community colleges in their budget. $380 million to community colleges cuts. We wound up with $35 million. I guess they beat us there, huh?